carbon neutrality can be thought of as the level of emissions that are generated by our campus operations, equaling the amount that we save. So if you think about it as a as you can actually calculate the amount of carbon emissions that we currently produce right now on our campus, which at this point in time we're at about 25,000, 250,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide, and so we're looking at different strategies to become carbon neutral and really get that down to zero.
But what specifically are some of the changes that you'd like to see take place there over the course of the next few years?
Well, we really have a challenge right now before us. We are growing at a almost unprecedented rate. We've had growth spurts like this in the past at UMass Amherst, but we're building new laboratories, new resident halls to accommodate more students. We're going to be hiring new faculty and staff to accommodate new students, and we're adding over, I believe, 2 million new square feet of building space. So with that comes a larger impact, but if we can figure out actual solutions to grow sustainably, we can reduce those impacts and maybe even start to actually get down to negative impact, which is what we mean by carbon neutrality. So we're looking at developing campus renewable energy plan right now that that will meet 30% renewable energy sources by 2020, which would help us reduce our overall carbon emissions by 25 to 30%. We're looking at developing a campus-wide sustainable development policy for carbon neutral growth. So that would look at all our overall footprint and individual footprint of each building and looking at actual ways to offset that growth through whether it's putting renewable energy on each of those buildings, but also looking at offsetting that growth with making other buildings more efficient.
Alternative energy can be expensive. Do you have money in a capital budget somewhere that's going to allow you to put in things like solar or some of the other alternative energy features into the new buildings?
In the past, our capital budget and our central budget has gone to doing a lot of energy efficiency measures, which we call our E-Plus program. And we've invested millions of dollars actually each year on energy efficiency. But we're just starting to now look at how that pool of funds can go towards implementing renewable energy, such as, for example, we're looking at a feasibility study right now and working with the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to do a feasibility study on deploying solar thermal or solar hot water energy at our central heating plant. So it would reduce our fuel costs, it would reduce our fuel usage, such as natural gas or liquid natural gas that we're mostly using down there, and oil as well. So we're starting to look at that for kind of centrally part of campus. And then when we talk about our individual construction projects, we're looking at doing photovoltaics, and we're actually starting to construct each of our buildings to have solar-ready roofs on to accommodate that technology.
The Environmental Advisory Committee's report calls for finding ways to get the campus's faculty, staff, and particularly students engaged on an almost daily basis.
So rather than just putting money into energy efficiency measures, which we do a great job at, reduce our energy consumption and to avoid energy costs, we would like to create innovation and engagement fund, which would engage the campus community, whether it be students, faculty, staff, students working with faculty in classes, and integrate it into our curriculum to start to propose projects that would engage the community in addressing these solutions, whether it be reducing waste on campus or reducing energy consumption or looking at just innovative approaches to addressing some of these things.